What's up, you guys? I'm Andrea.
And I'm Haley.
And you're listening to Inhuman, a true crime podcast. All right, welcome back, friends. Today we are going to be discussing a missing persons case. Unfortunately, obviously, it is still unsolved and it is still ongoing. So, unfortunately, the Alaska State Troopers are keeping a lot of the details very close to the chest. They're being very tight-lipped. But I am going to share with you what I know today. And I do feel it's important to share this case because, like I said, this person is still missing and his family is desperate to find out what happened to him and for him to come home. But I'm going to be sharing with you the case of Doran Sanford.
Okay.
Doran Lau Sanford was born on September 25th, 1985 in Hawaii. He was born into a very large family and he had... Like, his immediate family, I guess, is just, like, him, his brother, his mom, and his dad. But they have lots of cousins and uncles, and they're very tight-knit.
Okay.
They lived in Tok, Alaska, and Doran was raised predominantly in that area. Doran has always been extremely close with his family, especially his mom, grandmother, and brother. Growing up, he spent many days playing outside with his cousins and making memories at family gatherings, which I can totally relate to that. I was really close with my cousins growing up, and they are like, you know, your first best friends, basically.
Yeah.
As an adult, Doran moved to Anchorage, where he worked as a heavy equipment operator and had recently started his own business named Sanford Home Repair and Remodel.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Doran was always fixing things. He really enjoyed building and remodeling. According to Doran's family, he had a huge heart and would help literally anyone in need. If he saw someone who needed food or a warm shower, he had no issues providing that for them. He would even allow them to come into his own home and shower and have a warm meal. I know.
What an amazing person.
So not only that, but he had a big personality and a sense of humor like no other.
Aww.
And he's very cute, just to throw that in there.
I'm going
to
look up a picture.
He's very good looking. Doran loved the outdoors, and he spent a lot of time outside. He has an adventurous spirit, and he would often go on explorations with his lovable furry pal, Groot, his Rottweiler dog.
Stop!
And
oh
he
God.
Is so stinking cute.
Okay, Doran is adorable, and there's a picture with his dog, and oh my gosh.
I know.
You have to post that one on the Instagram.
I'm definitely going to post it on the Instagram. Like, Rottweilers to me are sometimes scary because they like crop their ears and they crop their tails, but
yeah.
Groot is like so sweet
cute.
And has the sweetest little face, and
yeah.
I know he's just a big sweetheart.
Oh.
In August of 2020, Doran had been working with a family member in Northway, Alaska, when he learned that there was some land available in Fairbanks, and he was interested in looking at it.
Okay.
So Doran traveled to Fairbanks to stay with some friends so he could take a look at the land. Most of you have probably heard about PROS, the world's most personalized hair care. Switching to a custom routine from PROS was one of the best things I've done for my hair, and the results I'm seeing just keep getting better.
Same here. And PROS knows that there is more to you than just your hair type. They've given over 1 million consultations with their in-depth hair quiz, which is how I got started. So the questions in the quiz range from what your hair type is, how often you wash it, and what your current hair regimen is, but they also ask questions about your lifestyle and the climate you live in so that they can better understand what your hair needs are. I have been using a pre-shampoo mask, shampoo, and conditioner from Pros and have been loving the way that they make my hair feel. I chose fragrance-free because I am sensitive to fragrances, and I love how I had that option to have no strong scent, but my hair still smells fresh and clean after I wash it. I also got a curl cream that I am obsessed with. So if you didn't know, I have naturally very curly hair, but I often struggle with keeping it tame and looking nice. But the curl cream that Pros put together for me makes my curls more defined and keeps them looking nice for days.
Yeah, I really liked that they asked your like location and lifestyle, because you don't really think about those kind of things when you're picking out hair care. But now, moving forward, I definitely will.
Yeah.
Pros leaves my hair smoother, shinier, and the unique formula really seems to strengthen and give some life back to my hair, which, you know, I'm postpartum, and your girl needs that. If you're not 100% positive Pros is the best hair care you've had, they will take all the products back, no questions asked.
Pros is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today by going to pros.com/inhuman.
That's PROSE.com/inhuman for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off. On August 28th, Doran's dog Groot, who literally went everywhere with him, had sadly gone missing. So Doran went out to search for him. Eyewitnesses saw Doran on Airport Road in downtown Fairbanks. He was also seen the following day on August 29th, but it's unclear who saw him, but it is reported that he was seen the following day.
Okay.
After this day, Doran's phone records, his bank account, and his social media have had no activity.
Okay.
Due to Doran's family being so tight-knit and due to their Alaskan native culture, they always remain in close contact with one another. So they basically talk to each other daily.
So it's very weird.
Very weird.
They just wouldn't hear from him.
Yeah. His family spoke to Doran often, and they were fully aware of his interests and plans to purchase the land in Fairbanks. So when no one had heard from him for several days, they naturally began to worry.
Right.
In an interview with Dateline, they said that Doran wouldn't just vanish without contacting someone. Like, he would at least call his mom, his brother, let them know, like, something was going on.
He was going somewhere.
Yeah.
And like we've said a million times before, the family knows. Family members know when something is wrong, and they need to be listened to.
Exactly. And they're very rarely incorrect about that information about their loved one.
Yeah, so why don't we just assume that they're correct, and then for the few times they're incorrect, then, you know, that you can deal with it. But like,
right. Take one for the team. Like,
yeah.
So 2 weeks later, on September 14th, Doran's family reported him missing. And searches were conducted shortly after he was reported missing. But due to the harsh Alaska winter that was approaching and the snowfall, they eventually had to halt all of their search efforts.
Which unfortunately makes sense, but...
Yeah.
Oh.
Since Doran's disappearance, tons of tips have come in about his whereabouts. Alaska State Troopers have followed up on each of those tips and have searched several different locations, hoping to find any sign of Doran or his dog, Groot.
Groot's never been found either.
Girl, just get your tissue out. Let me just tell you.
Oh my God.
Since this is an ongoing investigation, like I mentioned at the top of the episode, troopers have not shared any of these tips or the locations they have searched publicly. In an interview, the Alaska State Troopers stated that they feel as if they've already spoken to individuals that are withholding information on Doran's whereabouts.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They are just waiting on one of those individuals to come forward with the truth. Specifically, one young lady, they believe, has the information they need to find Doran and, as a result, give his family closure.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask, like, or say, because it was winter time and, like, if he got hurt and succumbed to the elements or something, then, you know, unfortunately, it's not very likely that he would be found. But if they're suspicious of people, then it doesn't sound like that's what happened.
No, they are definitely suspicious of people, and they definitely feel that foul play was involved.
Okay.
And they want to let these people know that there will be likely legal consequences for withholding this information.
Okay.
They are also fully aware of who Doran had contact with the day he went missing and who he was around that day.
Okay.
So, like I said, they are keeping it tight-lipped.
Right.
But they want you to know that they know. They just don't have that one little teeny tiny tip that will just throw this case right to the judge, you know?
Right, but they know.
Yeah. The Alaska State Troopers have also been working closely with the Village Public Safety Officers, the Fairbanks Police Department, the FBI, and the Tanana Chiefs Conference, as well as the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Persons Initiative.
Okay.
So basically, they have all worked together in a collective effort to try and find Doran.
Right.
Doran's mother, Liz Webb, who is so sweet, strong, and just absolutely precious, said she will never give up looking for her son. Mm. She started a Facebook page for him, Find Doran Sanford, in hopes that by sharing his pictures, his missing flyer, and encouraging the public to go to the authorities if they know something, her son will be found.
Yeah.
Doran's cousin, Naisha Walsh, said, quote, Doran is very much loved and greatly missed. His family and friends want closure. We want to start our healing journey. We want the individuals responsible for Doran's whereabouts and disappearance to seek forgiveness and start their healing journey too.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Just a little trigger right here, trigger warning. I will talk about animal sadness. I don't even know what you would call it, because it's like not 100% confirmed, but also they talk about animal death, possibly.
Okay, so skip ahead.
Yeah, so skip ahead. Initially, the Alaska State Troopers believed, because of a tip that they had gotten, that Groot had been euthanized at a local shelter.
Shut the fuck up.
Bro, let me tell you.
You guys all know that I have my dogs, they're my babies, and I can't stand stuff like that, and...
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I know that there's a reason why these type of shelters exist, because they don't have the funding to provide for these animals, I guess, but I also am like, why do these shelters exist? Like, why do we need to euthanize animals? I mean, unless they're like super violent and unteachable or something, or sick. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
I know. According to Lieutenant Jess Carson, they no longer believe that to be true. He said, quote, after reviewing that more closely, i.e. the tip, we are no longer sure that that was actually Groot. The shelter described the dog as being very violent, and no one has ever described Groot with that sort of behavior.
Okay, so I'm just going to go with that was not Groot, and...
He's fine.
It's still heartbreaking that another dog...
Yeah, that's was, true.
But maybe that dog was sick. And needed to be, and that's what I'm going with, because I can't handle anything
else. Any other realities, yeah. Lieutenant Carson also added that he believes that finding Groot may lead to more answers as to where Doran is.
Yeah.
They asked the public to please call authorities if Groot is spotted. As I mentioned, Groot is a Rottweiler, so he looks like your typical Rottweiler as far as the colors go. But his tail is not cropped.
Okay.
which is good because, like, don't crop your dog's tail.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a different discussion for a different day.
Yes.
Lieutenant Carson also told Dateline that at this point, they do believe foul play is suspected in Doran's disappearance.
Yeah, okay. So that gets rid of my theory that
he succumbed to the elements.
It was an accident, and yeah.
Yeah.
And I, after everything you've said, I truly think that I was wrong when I first thought that, and that there was foul play.
Well, you just never know. I mean, like you said, there's a lot of, I mean, Alaska's 90% wilderness, for one. And, you know, if he was looking for his dog, he may have wandered out into the woods. So, of course, you know, you would think that. So,
yeah,
I mean, there's...
It makes sense that that was an initial thought. But, yeah, I definitely think that there was foul play.
Right. Around the same time that Doran went missing, several other Native people went missing as well.
Oh, wow.
Four of these people all went missing within the same week as Doran.
Oh, wow. Okay. Were they similar to him?
So according to the state troopers and the Fairbanks police, Doran is one of seven people to go missing since August of 2020. And there is not a lot of similarities between the cases.
Okay.
And they don't feel that necessarily the cases are connected. But I'm just going to mention them anyway, just because
people
are missing and a lot of them are Native. And as you know, well, some of you may know, but Native people have a special place in my heart, and I'm always trying to spread awareness to cases of missing and murdered Indigenous people.
Yeah.
And a lot of these people are Indigenous. Okay. So, on August 17th, 69-year-old Frank Manano's truck was abandoned near the old Ninanu Highway. On that same day, 61-year-old John McClellan went missing, and his travel direction is unfortunately unknown.
Okay.
On August 20th, Debbie Nicktoon was last seen at the Northward Apartment Building on Noble Street. And her family is one of the families that meets with Doran's family yearly to kind of remember their loved ones and, you know, support each other. On October 9th, 17-year-old Julia Rice was last seen leaving her foster parents' house on Perry Dot Road in North Pole.
Okay.
On November 10th, 34-year-old Willis Derendoff, who was visiting in town and was staying at the extended stay hotel, he also later went missing. He's also an Indigenous person, and his family is also one of the families that gathers with Doran's family to remember their missing loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
On January 9th, Stephen Hyelm, I think is how you say that, H-J-E-L-M.
Okay, yeah.
54 was last seen leaving his sister's house on 16th Avenue, walking towards a corner store on South Cushman. Like I mentioned, authorities do not believe these cases are connected, but I just felt it was worth mentioning nonetheless, especially because a lot of these people are Natives.
Right.
And like I mentioned again, families of these missing people gather together yearly to show their support to one another. They hold and post signs sharing photos of their missing loved ones, sharing their missing flyers, and they just are there to support each other. Doran is an American Indian Alaska Native male. He is 5'10" and weighs 140 to 160. He has brown hair, hazel eyes, and was last seen walking in the area of Airport Road in Fairbanks looking for his Rottweiler named Groot. Doran was seen wearing a navy blue Tanana Chiefs Conference sweatshirt, a camo Lavelle's Tap House hat, and may have been carrying a backpack.
Okay.
Most importantly, Doran is a son, a brother, a grandson, a nephew, an uncle, a cousin, and a friend, And like I said at the top of the episode, his family is desperate to find out what happened to him.
Yeah, I can't imagine just not knowing. Like, he just went out looking for his dog, and it just...
Oh. And the fact that they suspect foul play, you know? Like, yeah. I mean, I don't think that they probably have shared too much with the families. I mean, probably more than they have shared with the public. Right. But they want justice.
Yeah.
You know?
Understandably so. And especially if there was foul play involved. Like, of course, they would want answers no matter what. But if there was foul play involved, somebody was responsible. And so, and he might have been more vulnerable out looking for his dog. Mm-hmm. And
caught off guard.
Yeah. And what if like somebody accidentally hit him with a car and then decided to like not report it, or, you know, like that could have happened too. It could have been something that was somewhat accidental and then it turned into something awful.
I almost feel like, and this is just my theory, and I have no information to lead me to think this except for my own brain, but I almost wonder if someone took his dog trying to,
interesting.
Trap him or something, you know?
Because they knew that he would, like, go out and search.
Yeah, because his dog was, like, his life. I mean, he loved that dog, you know?
Yeah.
If you have any information about what happened to Doran, you are urged to call the Alaska State Troopers at 907-451-5100 or the Fairbanks Police Department at 907-450-6500. You can also report a tip anonymously on the Alaska State Trooper website, and I'll have all of this information as well as the link to the Alaska State Troopers website listed in the show notes.
And you can do it anonymously, so if you know somebody or know something, submit an anonymous tip, because you could help a family just heal from so much that they've had to go through, and just do the right thing.
I know. Right now, a $15,000 reward is currently being offered by his family for information that leads to Doran's whereabouts. So please, if you know anything, tell someone. Please, please, please give this family some peace and comfort by knowing where Doran is. And there's, like, this picture of his mom and his grandmother on the, like, the first anniversary of his disappearance. And they're, like, all bundled up in their blankets and their coats. And his grandmother is in a wheelchair. And it is literally gut-wrenching, for one, because you can just tell, you can just see in their eyes and their face, like, how sad and tragic this has been for them.
Yeah. Oh, that breaks my heart.
Do the right thing. I mean, nobody has to know that it was you, but the police know that you know, and you need to say something. Not that you're necessarily listening to this right now, but hopefully you are.
You never know.
Yeah.
Wow.
But thank you guys so much for listening. That is all I have for you guys on Doran Sanford. And I really, really hope and pray that he can be found.
Yeah. And share his picture and his story in this episode, especially if you're in the area. Just share it, because you never know who might see it.
Go on the Facebook page, share. I mean, they literally post updated information, photos, things like that. And his cousins post on there. I mean, they are ready to...
They're trying to,
Yeah, they are really... Yeah, exactly. So, you know, if nothing else, show your support by liking the page, sharing the information, because you never know whose eyes will see what you're posting.
Yeah.
But like I said, that's all I have for you guys today. We will catch up with you guys on Thursday with a brand new episode. And until then, keep it human.
Bye, guys. And hug your dogs.
Yeah.